It was a race full of twists and turns, and Patrick Madden emerged victorious. Standing on a chair Tuesday night, he spoke to a packed bar of supporters downtown.
The goal here wasn't just to win. The goal was to get to the starting line. The starting line starts tomorrow. We start governing tomorrow.
Madden says he's feeling both ecstatic and scared about taking the helm of the Collar City.
I didn't prevail over my opponents as much as I earned the right to be held accountable by the voters of Troy. And that's a tall task.
Madden was separated by about 600 votes from second-place finisher Republican City Councilor Jim Gordon. Gordon went home shortly after conceding defeat, but thanked supporters on his Facebook page, writing, quote, "We came up a bit short, but we ran it clean and issue-based." Gordon did not return calls for comment on Wednesday. Working Families Party candidate Rodney Wiltshire came in a distant third, earning about 25% of the total vote. Madden only narrowly defeated the outgoing city council president in the Democratic primary in September. The two were separated by a mere 45 votes. Wiltshire says he was disappointed in the outcome on election night, but is not defeated.
I'm okay with the results, and I'm going to work hard with the council over the next couple of weeks to get our budget straight and get our city in the best position that it can be in.
Wiltshire did earn more votes on his working families line than Gordon got on his single Republican line. Wiltshire calls that a technical win for his camp.
That really shows that a third party line has the ability to come out ahead.
The fourth candidate, Revolutionary Party candidate Jack Cox, ended up with just below 2% of the vote. The race to replace outgoing Democratic Mayor Lou Rosamilia was not a smooth one, especially in the final 2 weeks. Gordon's camp was dogged by the release to the media of a 911 call from his wife reporting a domestic dispute. Both Gordon and Wiltshire were critical of a series of robocalls that used part of the recording, accusing the Democratic camp of playing dirty, allegations Madden denies. Adding to the unusual nature of this race, until recently, Madden had never been a registered Democrat. He also received an endorsement from a Republican, Rensselaer County Executive Kathy Gimeno, who also happens to be his sister, and the employer of Gordon, who's the county's Stop DWI coordinator. And to throw another awkward log on the fire, the race spawned two police investigations, one involving the arrest of Democrat Ernest Everett after the primary for allegedly forging nominating petitions, and one looking into who may have leaked Gordon's wife's 911 call to the media. Meanwhile, County Democratic Chair Tom Wade says they picked a winner.
I went outside the box, you know, the normal realm of Democratic activists, to find somebody who would be appealing in Troy.
While Madden's victory is a win for Wade, he says he was disappointed with the low voter turnout. There were about 7,400 votes before absentee ballots were counted versus 9,500 in the last mayoral election 4 years ago.
We could come in at less than 50% turnout every year in Troy. It's pathetic.
While the Democrats were celebrating the mayoral triumph, Troy voters elected a Republican city council with Carmela Mantello at the helm. Madden says he's confident he can get things done based on experience working with previous mayors and city councils as part of his work with the Troy Rehabilitation and Improvement Program.
I've got 30 years of working with people across the aisle, every political persuasion. I can't imagine why that would change now.
Among Madden's first priorities is getting the city's troubled finances back on track. State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli endorsed his campaign, and Madden says he's looking forward to drawing on that support to help.
Troy, it just means so much to me. My family is here. My roots are here. Troy's been so good to me. I feel an obligation to pay that back and to do what I can to make the next generation even more successful and comfortable in Troy.
Other issues the new mayor and city council will have to tackle include infrastructure, crime, a spate of arson, gun violence, and a proposed 9.3% tax hike. Reporting from Troy for WAMC News, I'm Jessica Blaustein Marshall.